66, Chapter 3, Agent Bite of Inuit, Persistence of Pain. A word on this chapter title: it is a phrase taken from James Joyce's writing, meaning roughly the looking again into the pain of the self as perceived by the self. There is an iterative and increasingly powerful if of this inner watching that can sap already vulnerable energies and deepen already substantial self-doubt. This inner watch is, I think, very typical of wanderers. Self-doubt. We are looking, in this chapter, more deeply into the purely emotional and often largely subconscious energies of our beings. There are layers to the basic experience of being a wanderer. There are agions that push at us more deeply than those of childhood or family, the bad opinion of our own selves. There is the murky, yet powerfully fertile, subconscious emotive flow, the deeper, the darker, that surfaces in the emotional life. At this level, it's really all about us. We are the main players on this stage of being our own heroes in the personal myths we create of our lives. This is the area where pride comes fully into bloom, as the antithesis of and last defense before humility and the truth of the self. This is also the locus of self-doubt and insecurity, the deep sinkhole that remains unhealed while we get our surface behavior shaped up to fit within the cultural preferences we choose to honor. Self-doubt can be a crippling thing. Wanderers are easy prey for the emotional binds of self-doubt and insecurity, since much of the response we get from more normal people is sometimes unkind or hostile. People with feelings of insecurity can express this by straightforwardly expressing fears about the self, or, alternately, by becoming seemingly sure of the self and being overbearing. In either case, the neurosis involved is insecurity about the worth of the self. Certainly, it can be said that this is not only true for wanderers, but for all sorts of people. However, the sensitivity of the wanderer is such that all problems seem to hit harder and do more damage. Because this level of emotional pain is not immediately obvious from surface behavior, it can go very wrong and very deeply so, and result in challenges such as psychic greeting. The normal people of this world, being generally untroubled by a metaphysically oriented point of view, 67, Chapter 3, Agent Bite of Inuit, Persistence of Pain, simply are not experiencing the pain of self-doubt with the same timbre and resonance. Here are some wanderers with self-doubt on their minds. Why is there such a battle going on within my own self? How come I can say the right things to others and yet stay in such a state of confusion for myself? One of the hardest and most unpleasant things that I have been doing in this last year is getting to remember who I really am. This is at times most unpleasant and very much hard work. My husband was afraid, my children were afraid, even our dog. I saw why, too. To learn to trust yourself, your soul, is a very large step when you have been raised your whole life to try and swallow this concept, to trust and believe in anyone and everyone but yourself. Two wanderers often feel very much at risk and vulnerable in the outer world. I mentally tell myself, I'm safe, I'm okay, but my emotional self is screaming, no you're not, no you're not. It only proves what I've been saying the past few years: logic and knowledge are not enough. The heart is what gives things substance. If you rely on logic and knowledge only, you get a shell and nothing more. The only way I can see a way out of this is to work from my heart to get the substance back and prove to my emotional body, look, you're safe, really? 3. It is easy to feel like a failure in a world where the inner beauty and love of truth that we possess are scorned. I think something in the recipe of this life is lacking, or is overdosed. I don't know. I feel my life to have become too salty with tears of sorrow. Oh, how I wished to create love and peace. Where is the peace I so sincerely wanted for life? For it is easy to feel that one cannot be of service, since one is so muddled sometimes. I guess the idea of me being there to help others is a bit silly to me. If you could only see inside my head for a day. I get so confused, scared, angry, and all the others. This idea of me serving others sounds so foolish. You know, like the blind leading the blind. It even scares me. To be open to others means that one is vulnerable to them. That scares me. And also there is the fear of making a mistake. Yet with all that going on, all a person has to say is, I need to talk, and all that fear is gone. I am so willing to just go ahead and jump in if I am needed. There is this, 68, chapter 3, age and bite of Inuit, persistence of pain part of me that will not let me sit by and watch another suffer like that. It is only afterwards that all this begins to arise. 5 and self-doubt can manifest as a fear of one's deeper self. I believe that I have a fear of my own power. In most things I only go so far and it's not conscious. I am becoming more aware of it and I feel this surge of energy rising and I eat to stop myself from feeling it or assisting it. I've allowed myself to fall into a pattern where I would gladly do anything for anyone else but face my own personal power. 6 The Confederation sources address questions frequently from members of our group concerning this emotional sensitivity and self-doubt, and how to deal with it. It is appropriate that each seeker feel a certain amount of doubt as it approaches a new experience upon the spiritual path. For this kind of doubt or questioning is that which prepares the seeker in an inner sense to take the step from the cliff, not knowing whether the foot that steps shall rest upon firm fundament or not. Thus, if there is interest upon your heart and doubt in your ability, we recommend that you rely upon that desire which you feel and that you put aside for the moment the doubt in order that your journey may continue along that path which is designated by the passion and desire within you. 7 The positive path is full of shadows, of questions and doubts, of continual learning and balance. The choice for positivity is not the choice for simplicity of early lessons. 8 Heaven forbid we should have things simple and easy. Usually that's not the wanderer's path description. There will be suffering and confusion throughout this illusion, for it is by such testing that these basic principles are forged in the fire of experience within each entity's heart. Be gentle with yourself, not expecting too much, yet placing before yourself the goal each day of renewing faith in the far. There are truly no mistakes within this illusion. There are great puzzles and riddles and experiences of confusion and doubt which each seeker of truth will find placed upon the path and with which each seeker must grapple. 9 There is one thing that wanderers with low self-worth, like myself, have going for them, and that is, at least apparently, the attitude of humility. I have long considered 4 qualities the most central to doing work in, 69, chapter 3, age and bite of Inuit, persistence of pain consciousness, humility, patience, persistence and humor. Humility is a tremendously saving and sustaining quality of Chirua and I can only encourage wanderers to cultivate it assiduously. I have for as long as I can remember. Unfortunately, it is the most difficult of all gifts for me to receive. For pride is my most stubborn fault. I work with it day after day, year after year, and just when I feel I might be making a little progress, I notice I am proud of that. The Confederation speaks about humility. It is very important that there be negativity and difficult experiences, that one may learn the humility of one who allows, observes and then us, rather than reus. To take the life into one's own hands is not to take control of what one wishes by affirmations and prayers unceasing. It is, rather, to realize that the plan has already been made, the pattern has been set. It is the best pattern you and your higher self could create for you, and all that you need do this time is allow yourself to be upon the path upon which you are, keeping your eyes open, watching your feelings, finding ways to manifest love. The smile upon the street, the kind word to a stranger. 10 Humility need not indicate low self-worth, but rather a restful and peaceable nature alert to the love in the moment. Pride and Surrender 131 is an ebullient and gifted artist, and when in the flow of her creative work, she experiences many energies, some of which feel highly spiritual. She writes to me, I am trying to understand the difference between the Creator's will and my own will. Sometimes I think there is no difference at all, that in far whatever is my will is also the Creator's. But realistically, I don't think this is true, at least not all the time. What do you think about this? Is there a line to be drawn in our perceptions of these things, and also in the reality of this? What is a good way to think about these things? I think the question is very tied in with the concept of humility, but I really don't know how to address it in an intelligent manner. 11 Notice that there is no pride in her question at all. She is simply having experiences, and thinking about and weighing them. When one is in the flow, it feels as though our will is one with the Creator's. I have moments, hours, sometimes days in somewhat altered states of joy and light. These are experiences. They happen. I cannot predict them, except to say that Advaita 70, Chapter 3, Ajnabhita Vidvat, Persistence of Pain City seems to encourage them. How to evaluate them? Similarly with the whole issue of wanderers' differences from more worldly and unawakened people, it is not that we are more intelligent, or better, or wiser even, but that we feel not only different, but glad of it. It is very easy to be prideful, to feel better than. It is the attitude encompassed so admirably by Oscar Wilde when he said, more or less, that all of us were lying drunk in the gutter, but some of us were looking at the stars. Yuo says, as long as you think that you have a self that you need to defend, you shall be working with spiritual pride, and so entities for the most part are working with this, no matter how persistently and purely and devotionally they have sought year after year, yet still there is the sense of I am searching. I am looking. I am seeking to become the best that I can. 12 Sometimes we can hold pride before us like a shield. To gaze at the pride within an entity is to gaze upon that portion of the self that has been created by the self for the purpose of self-defense. That is, one who has pride has attempted to discover a good, right or noble way to think or behave or speak. Then one adopts the mask that is most efficient, most in line with the desired making of an impression on others. It is as though a man with a modest garden were to put a wall 20 feet high about the garden, certainly more than the garden needs in order to be a protected plot. 13 This wall, however we may see it in ourselves, is of our making. The question is, how can we become courageous enough to let down the wall? The final goal of all of these true spiritual paths is humility and a willingness to surrender that clay, the pride, the arrogance, the unworthiness and fear, to surrender all these emotions utterly to the power and peace of knowing that you are loved. 14 Elitism. It has happened so often. I find myself thinking, to myself, that I am glad I am awake spiritually, and not asleep on the surface of the world, floating towards the drain with no depth of insight into metaphysical thought. I catch myself and go through the process of giving that self-congratulatory pride up, releasing myself from the self-judgment that ensues, and starting anew, again, and again, and again. We as wanderers are in the position of, 71, Chapter 3, Ajnabhita Vidvat, Persistence of Pain. The refined city chap who gets out on the farm and has to walk through tall, buggy grass strewn with cowpeas. In the emotional nature we bring with us, or discover when we awaken spiritually, we are too sensitive for the swirling, busy inanity of earth, at least as seen from our jaundiced perspives. Don used to say that we on earth were all living in an insane asylum, and he was just glad to have a private room. He really felt earth thinking was crazy. Sometimes it is hard not to agree with him. But those of Latwi I say, the principle of negativity is that principle which intensifies the illusion of separation which is implicit within all creation. The illusion of separation is then used by those who have gained a knowledge of the negative polarity to dominate those who are not what is called elite, shall we say. Whatever chiroeristics are determined and determine the elite, then, are those chiroeristics which are used to separate the elite from the non-elite. Therefore, you may see the distortion towards negativity within many, many portions of your environment, and, indeed, within the self. For are not all entities one, and do you not contain all things? ? 15 Some wanderers express denial that they are better than anyone else. I hate when people see me as being more wise than them, or see me as a teacher. I think the teacher, student is within us all, and I learn as much from anyone I come in contact with. I'm not into power plays or superiority complexes. I do have a knack of angering some people because I have a tendency to say all this meta stuff is easy and anyone can learn it. 16 Notice here that even in denying elitism, there is the play of pride. Wanderers are often mega smart, but as I have said, high intelligence is not the same as wisdom. It just gives us a good game computer, Intel, to play with, perhaps not realizing that it is playing us instead. The brothers and sisters of UO say, we do not see ourselves as being wiser than those within third density but merely in a somewhat different illusion, and, therefore, in somewhat different circumstances. Yet we, as you, seek to know and yet do not know. We simply have come to hold fairly settled opinions, and, as is the way of things spiritual, our truths move constantly into the unknown, as do your own. Thusly, there is always the contradiction, the tangle, the knot of attempting to understand that which can only be embodied. 17, 72, Chapter 3, Age and Bite of Inwit, Persistence of Pain. Other wanderers have squared off with pride and are working towards humility. I realize that I have to work on humility. It is not easy to want to live a good spiritual life, and have a good worldly report card. 18 I have to watch out for the nasty ego. I have to laugh at myself sometimes. 19 We are all bozos on this bus. This is important. We need to keep this etched upon our memories. As those of Latvia say, generally speaking, those entities known as wanderers enter the density no better equipped, for the most part, than those who are originally of that density, in that the wanderer, in experiencing the forgetting, is not allowed to draw upon the full resource of experiences. They are, in essence, playing the odds, so to speak, that their natural tendency toward positive polarization will exert itself, and they will be successful in both contributing to the welfare of those about them and the attainment of sufficient polarization, upon their physical death, to be presented the option of returning to their original density or progressing to another of service. 20 We may have come from a wonderfully other locus in time and space. If we are Earth natives who have awakened, we may resonate to the metaphysical energies of such other places, no longer identifying with Earth thinking. We may have gifts to offer those of Earth, and Earth itself, by the nature of our core being, but as surface personalities and as souls in flesh, we are precisely equal with all other third density human beings, in that we all will have to come through the same tests in order to graduate from the Earth school. It can be easy to think we are condescending to offer Earth our service. In reality, I feel that we worked hard to obtain an incarnation here, and were thrilled to be accepted, for in serving those of Earth, we have earned the chance which no one has in higher densities, to live a third density incarnation by faith alone in thusly to work on our polarity and purity of desire. When we think we are here to offer our bounty to the lowly natives, we start getting into unfortunate frames of mind like these. I was becoming more and more disconnected from my essence. I was becoming cynical, angry, pessimistic, and more service to self-orientated. I started to believe that people needed to be controlled for their own good. 21, 73, Chapter 3, Age and Bite of Inwit, Persistence of Pain. The world likes to focus on controlling other people. Spiritual seekers and wanderers of all descriptions, on the other hand, do well to have in common that uncommon frame of mind that focuses on the echoes and shadows of concept complexes of our own deep selves, rather than the gleaming surface concerns of our well-packaged world. In working in consciousness, our goals involve work only on ourselves, and include removing fear from our reasons for doing things, and replacing fear with honest love. I agree that it is well not to talk freely about the life of the spirit that so fascinates us, if the other person with whom we are conversing has not brought up this topic. But I encourage serious and thoughtful contemplation of our own personality shell or ego and its concerns. The balancing of the energies of the self depends on this kind of subtle work, moving into true concepts to remove untrue nuances. If we are all tempted to feel pride and elitism, then it is not surprising that spiritual groups would also be tempted thusly. Latvia says, many consciousness groups inadvertently foster an elitism based upon a truth which is seen but not comprehended logically, and that is that each person who believes in the ideals of love and service is chosen, is special, is anointed or passed by special vows, and that this specialness is a metaphysical and enduring specialness, enduring far beyond what you think of on the surface as life. You may see those who have almost no consciousness at all apparently, and those whose consciousness, though competent, does not admit metaphysics. Yet these are not those who are lost forever, these are those who are learning a different lesson, taking a different road, going more slowly. There is time enough for all of consciousness which has been created fully to tap the birthright of that consciousness. There is no elite, my friends. There is in truth only in relative time, as you know it, the so-called remnant. There are no permanent wailers and gnashers of teeth, as this instrument would put it. All shall be made one. For some it will take more cycles of experience than others. Those who speed up their experience, speed up both the pain and the joy of that experience, for in using catalyst completely, those side effects will occur. We wish you the fullness and richness of that joy and the understanding of pain which it contains. 22 In our personal work and in our work with groups, let us endeavor to seek the heart of our truth and worth, but never the hollow shell of elitism. Those of you who end this say I, and with these eloquent words of good advice, we would encourage each not to feel better than the entity who is not aware of spiritual evolution, insofar as you have become aware of their, 74, chapter 3, age and bite of Inuit, persistence of pain process of evolution, of the kind of thing spiritual evolution is, yet still you are equipped with the full array of challenges, physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually, and all of these threads of being have their own best luster and strength. So much of the tapestry of life is created from difficulties, the dark side of things, that we cannot overemphasize the value of these lower energies and working upon them as though they were as exciting to work with as the higher centers. 23. Psychic greeting. When wanderers become aware of their mission and seek to do light work on behalf of the planet, if they are well enough in tune with the light to begin with, they begin to be a channel for a good deal of light going into the earth planes, and they thusly attract the attention of the loyal opposition, as I often call those discarnate entities whose path is that of service to self. Such entities are drawn to the flow of light which the light worker is offering through its instrument, and wish to trap that light for themselves. If the light workers are proud of what they are doing, or if there is any distortion of truth anywhere in their offering of self as channel, the chance of a truing psychic attack grows. People standing close to the light in their work in consciousness may always experience occasional psychic greetings, for we are all human and prone to error. The hope of avoiding error and living up of life is footless. One can hone one's desire, one can surrender to one's guidance, but one cannot avoid confusion. So, when psychic attack or greeting occurs, we need not feel like we have somehow failed. Just deal with the greeting. The ordinary fellow is not likely to attract such greeting. As the UO say, we suggest that there can be no psychic greeting component without your free will choice in an area which lies within your course of study, shall we say. There may be no obstacles placed in your path by those who are of the loyal opposition, as we have described it, but those entities may magnify those experiences which you utilize. Though we must at this time suggest that this phenomenon is far more unusual than most entities would imagine, for most of the entities within your illusion find themselves moving between the choice of service to others and service to self, and have not moved far enough in either direction to attract the attention of those who would choose to manipulate that movement. 24, 75, Chapter 3, Age and Bite of Inuit, Persistence of Pain. Our group at Hell, L Research went through psychic greetings aplenty during the work with those of Ra, and ever since then we have been somewhat prone to them, as we do constantly work as a lighthouse, offering worship on a daily basis and framing our common life and all its details as sacred. Through the years, many people around the world have come to visit, and many more to depend upon L/L's being there. In the inner sense, we constitute a fairly large spiritual community. So of course, we continue to attract some attention from the loyal opposition. Jim McCarthy wrote in The Law of One, Book V, that one's choices can be used in either the positive or the negative sense. even when there is the seeming interference of negative entities in the manner of what many light workers call psychic attack and what we came to call psychic greetings. We chose the term greeting to emphasize that there does not have to be a negative experience on the part of the one who is greeted, and that the experience that the one who is greeted wally has is in dire proportion to how that entity looks at the situation. If one wishes to see such a greeting as a difficult attack, then that becomes the experience. One can, however, also choose to see the Creator in all entities and events and can praise and seek the light within any situation, and then that will become the experience. 25 Here, he talks of our experiences during the Kinter with those of Ra. Most people would probably not have described the feeling of not quite being whole and in harmony which our group experienced during the fall of 1982 as true disharmony. Yet as one moves further along the path of seeking light and begins to stand closer to it, as we were privileged to do in the Rakinter, even the smallest of lapses of harmony, when left unresolved, can become targets of opportunity for those such as our friend of negative polarity to intensify. These psychic greetings can become great opportunities to heal those lapses of harmony and to move even further and faster upon the evolutionary journey, because what such a negative entity is Uali doing when it intensifies one's disharmonious choices is pointing out to you weak points which you might have missed in your own conscious seeking. But one must take quick and thorough iron in order to unravel these distortions in one's beingness, or further confusion and difficulty may ensue. Again, due to, first, your original free will choice, second, the intensification of that choice by the negative entity, and third, by lack of attention on your part in finally resolving the distortion and balancing it. Fortunately, most people do not have to deal with the magical abilities of a fifth, 76, chapter 3, Age and Bite of Inuit. Persistence of pain density entity, but with the lesser abilities of the fourth density minions, who are usually quite if-five on their own. 26 When I began working on this handbook, I generated enough effort, eventually, to attract greetings. Two of them, one right after the other, manifested in my belly, and I realized that there were issues co-ed with personal control in the writing of the book to untangle. The pain was coming from the orange and yellow ray chakras, the belly and the solar plexus. I examined the book for issues between myself and others, and myself and groups, and found that I was being somewhat lax about obtaining formal permission in a timely manner from each source whose words I wanted to share in this book. That was the orange ray concern, the concern between me and individuals. But what was the group I was attempting to deal with? I realized I was thinking of myself as a group, as L. research, as if I were wise and knew all things. Or, rather, as if L. research's archive of channeled material did. Oops. I faced my pride yet again, and confirmed that I could of myself do nothing except play with words. I do love these channeled messages we have gathered in our group. But I needed fully to see that there was nothing brand new here for me to offer, little or nothing that the reader, failing to find it here, could not find elsewhere. Taking in this home truth, I found that the difficulty gradually subsided. Meanwhile, as I steep myself in the brimming beauties and blessings of Jim's stonework and gardens, I see that always psychic greeting turns into the opportunity to cooperate once more with destiny. I have genuinely found reason for praise and thanksgiving as I work with psychic greetings. This is the key. Psychic greeting may bring mental, emotional or physical pain. It also comes with blessings in its hands. I do not mean to say that psychic greeting is not sometimes alarming. It certainly is. There can be immense pain and staggering amounts of suffering in a greeting, and it can take many forms. I do mean to say that it is nothing to fear. Sometimes, the New Age thinking can deny psychic greeting altogether, saying that there is no negativity,